Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
What's going on, everybody, in Blog Talk Radio land? It is Big Red, Brother B, back with the menu.
Back in effect.
What up? Listen, apologies for last Sunday. That was on Brother B. That was on me. My work schedule is just crazy. Like, I went from a night shift to a day shift. Got 2 hours of sleep, couldn't function right to do the show because I had to be back at work that same night and do another day shift.
Oh my God.
I did like 15 hours back to back.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But you know what? You just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah, man. So, and besides, I was fighting off, like, I don't know what it is, but I guess it's like that Wolverine to Logan factor. Like, you know, when you was all young and you was all, you know, spry and you just get a cough and keep it moving and, you know, it'd be gone in like 2-3 days.
Yeah.
Now, like, I never had an issue with rain, like being in the rain. But, yo, nowadays it's like I'm in the rain a little bit of rain hit me and then I'm like, I gotta take a whole box of Theraflu or drink something because, yo, I'm screwed. And it's I'm coughing for like a week or two.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what, you know, your body, as you get older, your body, you know, it's harder for you to fight off certain things as you get older. But get some vitamin C. Start taking those.
Nah, I do. I was taking all of that stuff, but it's like that, listen, when it's trying to get you, it's trying to get you. And when it catch up to you, it just make up for, oh, you trying to run away from me? No, you ain't going to run away from me because I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I was up Schitt's Creek without a paddle and no boat. And the fact of I wasn't getting any rest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't getting any sleep.
Yeah.
So that just,
yeah.
On top of that, that's like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that starts to break you. You know, when you, like you said, when you're young, that stuff don't really bother you. It don't really start bothering you until you start getting older and, you know, you're doing a lot of things and you're doing this and trying to work and then, you know, just those little things like that, you just got to be like, damn, I got to either slow down or I got to try to protect myself a little more, you know, so that's how it is. I wouldn't go get no flu shot. I ain't messing with that.
I ain't messing with that. Nah, that's...
Yeah.
That's basically giving you the problem.
Yeah, well,
you know,
listen, they're giving it away for free. I ain't trusting that. Especially no flu shot.
Yeah.
Anything else you giving away for free, I can deal with, but that not no flu shot, nah. Uh-uh.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, once again, what up, y'all? Big Red and Brother B here with the menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. 347-324-3395. Hope everyone is well. Yeah, I wanted to do this topic because we didn't get to do it last week. Once again, my apology. That was on me, Brother B. But so we're doing it this today. We're doing it tonight. And yeah, let's just jump right into it because you know, this whole Kavanaugh thing. This whole Bill Cosby and Kavanaugh thing. Now,
okay.
You know, I've been up on Facebook, and I'll make statements about Bill Cosby, but people really think, like, listen, how much of a jackass can you be to really think that this is about Bill Cosby? Like, you know what I'm saying? The issue that he went to jail, this, like, dude, this is not about, what it's about is the double standard. What it's about is the fact that the Me Too movement, I believe, was started by a black woman, I believe, in around 2006.
Mm-hmm.
But no one ever said, but it didn't catch any fire like that. And if it was very, very much underground.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, in what, 2016, 2017, Alyssa Milano, comes up with it, starts speaking about it, because she's, you know, talking about her, you know, she suggested to a friend of hers. And next thing you know, it caught all this fire. But I noticed a lot now. See, the thing that I have a problem with, and I have a couple of female friends, black, who just seem to take issue with me because I'm pointing out the issue of feminism and black feminism. See, my thing is, if there's a such thing as feminism, then why is there black feminism? Like, why is there this separate?
Mm-hmm. Why has to be separate?
Black
exactly.
Feminism. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, black men don't control shit to make you feel oppressed. If you feel oppressed, it's because either A, you're dealing with a fuckboy, or B, you're dealing with a fuckboy. Because I'm not making no excuses for no lame ducks. Like, the people who know me, I'm a man. I go out there and get it. I do what I got to do. I not only protect my lady, my daughter, but also the females in my family. That's me. That's who I am. That's what I'm about. And even my female friends, Nicole, Mika, there isn't a day or time or night they can call me where if they were like, B, I'm in the gym, yo, I got you. That's what Brother B do. But you got men out here, black men, because I'm talking to you, black men that just don't want to do the job, because some of them don't know how to be men, so they really fuck boys. They don't know what being a man is in the first. But getting back to the other thing, it's not my fault if you don't get you a man, or you get what you think is a man. Why? Because he's slinging some penis? Why? Because he sells you a nice little story or sings you a nice little song. Listen, real men do shit that basically a real man is going to do what he needs to do to make sure you're good.
Right.
You ain't going to have to question. You ain't going to really have to question too much. You know what I'm saying? But we're in the era of the fuckboy. We're in the era of the fuckboy. So with the whole thing, when it comes down to black feminist and regular feminism, stop it. Just stop it. Because let me tell you something, and I'm not trying to turn this to a color thing, but I have to.
They're turning it into that.
Yeah.
It's not that you're doing it. They're turning it into that.
Exactly. Then white feminists, they don't give a damn about you unless you're riding on their cause. And see, the crazy thing is, then white feminists don't give a damn about your plight, only about their battle. And the white men are always going, no matter how loud the white women feminists scream, white men are always going to protect their own and their own interest. Believe it. So while you run around talking about black feminists, stop it. It don't need to exist. Because once again, black men don't hold no power to put you in an oppressed state. It's either you chose to do that or I don't know how do you feel helpless? I mean, listen, to all my single mothers out there who seem to think that they're helpless, how could you feel? Maybe you need to take notes from the ones who are out here doing it and are not screaming some song, oh, I'm helpless, because I know a lot of good-ass single mothers who's out here making it happen and they ain't singing no song.
Mm-hmm.
They out here doing it. So what are they doing that you ain't doing?
Well, you know.
Well, go ahead, Ray.
Well,
go ahead.
This whole thing, like I said, this whole thing is just putting you know, it's just sad because, you know, when you're just looking at, like I said, between Facebook and just what's been going on, it's like I don't know why anybody is surprised about what was going to happen in terms of him getting, you know, into that position. It was going to happen. It's like I don't care how much the women went up there and said this and said that. You did all of that for what? You did that for what? And they still put him on. Like I said, if they did that with Clarence Thomas, what in the hell made you think they was going to let that white man sit up in that position? If they, and like I said, the sad thing about it when it happened with Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill. She did the same thing, went up there, said what he did and whatever, and she's a black woman. So, you know, if they didn't even care to think about how she felt in that position with him doing that to her, what in the hell makes you think that, oh, well, we're white, they're going to listen to us? No. No. Nope. That, as you can see, it didn't happen, and he still got that position that he wanted.
But
and it doesn't matter if it was I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go. No, where was Barrett?
It didn't matter whether it was.
Where was Me Too?
I don't care who was in office. I don't care who's in. I don't care if it was Obama in office or Bush or whoever. I don't care who was in office. They still was going to throw him in that position. It didn't matter.
Of course. But my thing is, where was the Me Too? Listen. My thing is this: everybody went so hard on Bill Cosby, But, yo.
But see, everybody that went hard about it, not to cut you up, but everybody that was going hard about it was our own people that was going hard about it. That's the thing. Now, I'm not saying that, okay, what he did was right. Okay, that's what he did was wrong. We know that. But you know it wasn't about that. It's just, like I said, it's the same thing.
But listen, what he did for black people as a whole is one thing. What he does in his own – see, my thing is this. Whether it's Bill Cosby or Bill Gates, whether he's black or white, my thing is this. Your indiscretion, that's your own personal business. We need to stop mixing personal and business.
Right. You're right.
I don't care because you know what? That's between him and Camille and God and all those people that he was dealing with. That's
right.
Between them. How are you going to destroy somebody just because of some personal shit that he did?
Right.
One thing has nothing to do with the other. Leave that alone. That's my attitude.
Exactly.
But
and then, like I said, some things that happened, and like I said, this is years ago. This is not something that happened as of recent that happened or happened while he was doing, you know, while he was doing the Cosby Show or while he was. These are things that happened years ago when he probably wasn't, you know, not a real, you know, big name like that. He was just, you know, probably just getting into to whatever he was getting into. So why in the hell are you bringing this stuff up now?
Because Bill Cosby was back on the move. Bill Cosby is the Bill Cosby is one of the only people that I've known who, and I could be wrong, so please correct me, that have made sure that when any of the TV programming that he has done, he has made sure blacks and other minorities have been casted in a positive light.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the Cosby Show came out, and even our own people, but I heard other people say it too. Oh, this is ridiculous! A black gynecologist and a female and his wife
female
is
a lawyer. Yeah,
I'm like that's impossible. Why is it impossible?
Because
they black.
Because people are scared of change.
But it happened in a white home. Exactly.
People are scared of change, especially our people. We, like I say it
who
all the time.
Who don't
want to
step up? Who don't
right,
want to
step
up?
Right. You hear me say it all the time. We are our own worst enemy all the time. We are our own. That's why they know that they can do something, throw that monkey wrench in. When they see we got something going on, throw that monkey wrench right in it and say, you know what, throw the bones to the line or the meat to the line. Yeah, let them fend for themselves. You know, throw that little lamb in there and watch what happens. They know that's what's going to happen. They know that we are going to
exactly.
throw that lamb in there and they're going to go for it.
Turn on each other.
And
we're
going to
turn
on each other. We're going to, you know, turn on each other to get that one piece of lamb that they only gave us one, and no lions need like 30 pounds or 50 pounds of doggone meat, but we're going to give them
exactly.
one lamb, and let them go go for and let them go to the death for it. They know that's how we are, so that's why they do it. They know what they're doing. And just like I said before, every time we every time we start a movement or a movement is started, they always got to try to take it from us or put something else into it. Why? Let us have our own.
Nope.
You don't want us to have anything of our own.
No, because then if first of all, they need to know what we're doing at all times. That's number one. Number two, the more organized we become, the more of a threat we become. Like, check this out. I still have an issue with the fact that, so you guys went at R. Kelly for a hot second.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly ain't in no jail or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. R. Kelly pissed and he was sexing little black girls.
Mm-hmm.
Not no white girls, little black girls.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Cosby was messing with what looked like a man. But once again, the Me Too movement and other people failed to put it out there that this woman, Andrea Constance, took $3 million to keep her mouth shut about whatever business they were doing some years ago.
Huh.
So she basically sold out. She sold out for the dollar. And then all of a sudden want to reemerge to all of a sudden, oh, well, you got something on them so we can totally destroy them.
Right. Wow.
Don't think that she ain't get something out of that either.
Oh, of course.
Don't think, you know what I'm saying? Don't think, but see, people want to look at it like, oh, we put a monster behind bars. A monster?
Right,
you put
of course,
that 80-something-year-old man, what, that 80-something-year-old man who can't even really see? You serious? You put a monster behind bars? Okay, check this out. I don't think we ever will hear from his wife Camille, and I'm glad we're not hearing from her to a degree, because you know what I'm saying, she has nothing to explain. She obviously has and continues to stand by him. So my thing is this: if she's standing by her man, who the fuck are you to say some shit? Who the hell are you? You don't live in that house. You ain't married to that man. Who is anybody? Who are you to talk junk about what he does and what he didn't do? He called him a rapist. Listen, last time I known, raping was doing all this extra stuff. Now all of a sudden, oh, he's drugging people. He's this and that. So you're talking about drugging. I remember back in the days, Spanish Fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, or certain little things, little aphrodisiacs or whatever, you know what I'm saying, dudes would use to get chicks. And some chicks would bring them to the party themselves.
Right, exactly.
But back then, what were they was using? They was popping pills. So that's what they was doing.
Right,
but
so,
yet,
and they just,
Brett
like you
Kavanaugh,
said, you, go ahead. Yep.
Yeah, Brett Kavanaugh, you know what I'm saying, he did something, 100 years ago. But yeah,
he
still
gets
to have the
college or something like that.
Yeah.
Wasn't it when he was in college?
Yep.
Are they kidding me?
But yet he is the top spot in the court. He was given the job, which we knew he was going to get anyway.
Right.
But he was given the job. But see, did you see his demeanor throughout this whole thing?
Oh,
like
my God.
You know what I'm saying? He has an attitude. Like, he has anger issues. But yet, this is the person that we select. Oh, I'm sorry, not we. The person
not
that
we.
They put, yeah, the person that they put in that top spot. Yeah, okay.
Well, you know what?
Listen.
Well, like I said, because they, like I said, he is, you know, they probably be sitting in the saunas talking and, you know, stuff like, listen, like I said, this is just the fact that, like I said, this is why we try to tell these young people, get your asses out there and vote. But you know what, y'all so busy twerking and worried about Nike and worried about little this one and little that one and all these people, you busy worrying about things that you're not supposed to be worried about, but you need to be worried about getting out there and vote. You need to be worrying about these damn texts, this old text alert that we got. That's what you need to be worried about.
Well,
that's what you need to be the hell worry about.
They're not worried about that.
And Facebook hacking and all that. You need to be worried about that.
Once again, where's the movements at? Where's Black Lives Matter? Where are these, you know what I'm saying? Like, my whole thing is, you come out for a little while, and then all of a sudden you start. See, that's all right. You know what's the biggest joke to me? One of the biggest jokes? And it's usually on us.
Yep.
But I find it interesting how it takes a white person to start something and then black people to follow. So, because I don't know how many people know, but the NAACP was not started by black folk.
Okay.
Wasn't started by black people.
NAACP
was not started by the Negroes. It was started by the Pilgrims, Caucasians.
Pilgrims.
Okay. I mean, you had a few black people. You had a few black people in it too, but you have other people out there more concerned for our well-being than we are.
And we are. Mm-hmm.
Why would I take you serious?
But that's the thing. Then we are concerned about our well-being, then nobody wants to jump on board. Like, I guess you could say with the Black Panther thing. That's the thing. Now, they started with that. That started, you know, people were on board, but then it was just like, all right, well, then they were labeled a terror. Then it's, oh, yeah, they're a terrorist group, or they're this and they're that. But you didn't have enough people trying to, you know, to be on board with them.
Well, listen, back in the days, we know what the Black Panthers were started because of injustice and inequality for black folks.
And the police,
you had
the
cops running up in the. Oh yeah, definitely. You had to have someone to combat the police, so they can paint the picture. You see, they were considered a terrorist organization to white folk, and to what, and to government, and to the white law system. They were considered terrorists because anytime you try to protect your own, then you're labeled a terrorist.
Right. So then
you're labeled a problem. So meanwhile, the Black Panthers, of course, will start programs, you know, for people in the community. See, that's the thing. See, as much as sometimes I can't have these conversations with certain types of women, and I gotta go there. Because they always want to go back to, oh, well, black men, black men, black men. Listen, there's been a war on the black man for the longest. You know why? Because who protects the black woman? Who makes the black children?
Yep.
It's us.
That's right. That's right.
And that's why we will always be in their crosshairs. I question these bullshit movements, because you want to talk about Black Lives Matter. Well, it's not just the thing about black lives. It's bigger than that. It's deeper than that. You know what I'm saying? Like this Me Too movement. So you jump on Cosby, but where were you in D.C. for Kavanaugh?
Yep.
It should have been hell up in the
street. I didn't hear anything about them either.
Exactly, because any man who wants to try to overturn or has some type of issue with Roe versus Wade? Really?
Wow.
Any man who feels that, like, oh, you shouldn't be able to get an abortion. I mean, if you get raped, you can't get an abortion. Really? Is that where we're at?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We are. You know what?
That's where we are now
in this society. And I've been seeing. Let me tell you something. I've been seeing it coming for a long time. Not just even with that going. I've been seeing it coming for a long time. Just certain situations, certain things I've seen, certain things that I've seen between, like I said, between men and women. Now, in terms of, like, you know, black, you know, with women maybe saying that black men are not stepping up or whatever. Once again, they have to learn how to step up, and they don't have anybody to teach them how to step up. How you expect them to step up if nobody's going to teach
exactly.
them, or nobody's showing them how to step up?
Exactly.
That's why
exactly.
there's such a separation going on now, and it's getting crazy. I've been seeing it coming for a long time, and now, just like you said, this is where we at now. So now if a woman gets, you know, if something happens to her and she gets raped, so now you're saying she can't get an abortion? Are you kidding me?
See, the whole thing with making America great again, see, when, and I'm going to say it, and I don't care who really like it, but the so-called founding individuals, when a woman stays in their place and minorities stay in their place, that's when America was great.
Mm-hmm.
When you can just go beat your woman or treat her however you wanted to treat her, and then tell minorities you're going to clean up this, you're going to do this, you're going to do that, that's when America was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was great for them. It was great for the heterosexual or whatever, white male. That's when America was great. But you also have women out there who, white women, who feel the same way. Yeah, America was great then, because some of them don't want to go out and work. Some of them rather just let the man lead the house. Some of them just, you know, they rather abide by certain rules. They rather be underfoot. Because
well,
my whole thing is this.
That's been a long
time coming, Trump must be, Brother B.
Oh,
of course. Of course it's been a long time coming. But see, we too busy fighting amongst each other, talking all this crap. And where are we really at? Look where we at right now. Look where we at. There's a possibility that this man may dismantle a few people's rights. If we still have them.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And I don't think, you know, we don't have them as it is because, you know, most of those rights are not for us. You know they're not for us. You know they're for them. That's just not for us.
Of course. Well, see, that's the whole thing. See, some people want to argue, but in raw reality, when this country was founded by them, black people weren't supposed to go past the chains. We weren't supposed to be free. We weren't supposed to have black wealth. This thing, we just weren't supposed to be anything but slaves.
Right.
We were supposed to be slaves forever. But times change, and they mad about that. That comedian, Paul Mooney, I remember he said, yo, it was so funny. He said, white people ain't been happy since slavery ended. He was like, he said, y'all don't want us in your neighborhoods now, but y'all wanted us in your house taking care of your kids and making your food. You know, and I was like, yo, I mean, he got a point. Now, I'm not saying all white people are like that. I would never say that. Because like I said, once again, it was white people that started the NAACP. I mean, you had a couple of Negroes around too, but the founding, the founding individuals were white. So who goes, so either we always going to need a white person's help or a white person, there's always going to be somebody white that's going to be like, hey, I don't like what's going on, and I'm going to do something about it. And then there's always some black person that's going to be around like, yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, but then, like I said, why?
But who makes it happen? Who's making it happen? Why does it become valid when a white person do it or when a black person do it? Just like with the Me Too movement, the black woman started it, but it didn't become valid
until somebody white.
Exactly. Validate your movement. Stop letting everybody get in the mix of your stuff, because now they will use the Me Too thing at their discretion.
Mm-hmm.
Because now it's a joke. Once they got hold of it, they watered it down and made it a joke. I mean, and I'm gonna come straight up with this. Hip hop. I look at hip hop, the whole hip hop thing and the hip hop movement. It started with us.
Yep.
I never had an issue with white artists, but you see, when you had people like Beastie Boys or even people like Everlast, they were trying to preserve the culture. They were a part of the movement.
Right.
Then someone said, we can capitalize off of this, and we allowed it because we saw the shiny things.
Yep. Let's throw Vanilla Ice in the mix, and that was horrible.
Yeah. Once they threw Vanilla Ice in, it was a wrap.
Yeah, horrible.
Once it became industrialized, it's a wrap. It was a wrap. You sold it. We sold the game. We gave it to them. And then everybody else started getting into it, and next thing you know, you got people thinking that they can do hip-hop better than us. And in some cases, they're right. In other countries, breakdancing and hip hop is huge.
Yep.
But they think they can do it better than the originator.
But that's what it is with them. It's that superiority complex. Oh, I can do this better than them. Or I can make this movement better than them. That's what it's about. Oh, we can do this better than them. They may have started it, but you know what? We're gonna remix it, and we're going to do it better than what they did. And guess what? More people are going to be on board because they already, like I said, they already know. They're going to get their people on board with everything. They're going to get their people on board. Exactly. And they know that our people are going to back down off of it, start backing down, be like, oh, okay, well, let them handle it now. That's the problem. They've been handling it for the last 500 years. That's the problem.
Yep.
That's the problem.
You're right about that.
That's exactly the problem. They've been handling it for the last 50, 60, 70, 80, whatever years. That's the problem. They've been handling it, and then guess what? Now it gets, like you said, it gets watered down, and then it becomes like a joke. Because you know what? With this whole thing going on, like I said, women are not going to be taken seriously when they have a serious issue with sexual assault. They're not going to be taken seriously. Now it's like, oh, you were sexually assaulted? Well, do we believe her? Oh, do you have any proof? Then it's going to be...
Red, that has been my issue from the jump. They found they have made a way to make the victim not credible.
Mm-hmm.
You can scream
fire. And they
were
trying to do that anyway, but yeah. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You can scream fire, but no one's going to believe you until they actually see smoke and smell fire. And then they have to
fire.
Go see. They got, listen, sometimes they like, well, maybe you put yourself on fire.
Right.
You don't know if somebody else did it. Maybe you started this.
Yep.
So they flip it on the victim. They flip it on the, listen. Yeah, I was going back and forth with a high school friend of mine, on Facebook, and like he's a full blown Trump supporter. He's Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
I still to this day don't understand how anybody Hispanic can like anybody any minority can support Trump. I mean, to each his own. Everybody has their rights and opinions. And whatever, it's all good, and I respect them. But my whole thing is, people don't do things until people don't really see shit until things happen in their own backyard.
Right.
They don't worry about certain things, you know what I'm saying? Because people want to talk about, oh, the job market and this is that is better and this is greater. Why? Because you deported some people. Because he's taking this stance about illegal immigrant. Okay, so the illegal part is okay, but what about once again, I got to go back to it, is outsourcing. No one's saying anything about that. Our guest caller 4644. You're on the air with the menu. What up?
What's going on?
Hello.
Uh-oh. How you guys doing?
All right, sir. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing
back.
Fine. A black African American supported and voted for Trump. Now you got one.
Okay. Listen, I mean,
but,
like, hey, everybody has their right to. That's one thing is beautiful about life. It's the freedom of choice, because to a degree,
absolutely.
That's the only freedom you really. That's the only real freedom you have in this country.
Well, I done
anyway.
So because of the issues more his campaign issues. Is the reason I vote. From all those other things and stuff, I didn't pay too much attention to. But you know, you was talking about Judge Kavanaugh, and I have a problem when you have you like this Me Too movement where you bringing up these acquisitions and these allegations that happened 20 and 30 years ago, and you have no collaborating witnesses, no collaborating evidence, and it seemed like all of a sudden we have went to the point. Of guilty until proven innocent. And
well,
another thing too, white women have a history in this country for lying that got black males lynched and killed. And my point is this, and it's funny how I see blacks that's taken up for these women, forgetting that, but if you lied to me in the past, what's to say you're not lying today? And you have case after case after case of this going on today. Ezekiel Elliott, what did that white woman put on her Facebook? They'll believe me because I'm white. They're not going to believe you. Mike Tyson had consensual sex. Next day, the woman wanted him to walk her down to a car. He refused. Next thing you know, all of a sudden, he raped her. And when you have teenagers engaging in that sort of play. Hell, when I was a teenager, I played catch a girl, kiss a girl, and we was humping. So after I went through 40 years of life and having no incidents like that with me being around women, and they come and make that claim, that testimony. Now you want to go back and use that as a criteria against my taking a position similar to what I've already have. And most of all, well, should I as an employer bring back and put the felon box on my job application? So if you was convicted of something, you was a convicted felon when you was 20, and now here you are 55 and you want to apply for a position with my company, I say no, the attitude that you demonstrated then, you still may contain some of those remnants which I don't want in my place of business. It's a can of worms.
Well, I listen, on one point I do agree with you, because once again, to going back to the whole Bill Cosby thing. So you had like, what, 50 women come out and say he did X, Y, and Z. Bill Cosby to date is the only one that has gone to jail. Okay? We have the situation of what, the woman that lied with Emmett Till. She lied and said that he whistled at her, and next thing you know, her husband and brother-in-law, whoever, apparently killed Emmett Till. She's still free. She lied. She's free. She's walking around. She's not being... Huh? No, she's still alive, I believe.
No,
I believe
she died.
No, she died.
She died?
Yeah.
Oh, she did die?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, okay. Okay, she died. But so my point is this. So all these 50 women came. Bill Cosby is in jail. No one else is in jail. No one else. Matter of fact, once again, that's why stalled movements. Where's everybody else calling for the head of everyone else that did the same thing?
Yeah, like Harvey Weinstein and Charlie Rose.
Well, let's talk about Harvey.
Why none of them are sitting in jail?
Let's talk about Harvey. See, you got to look at both sides of this coin. I see where you're coming from, but you got to look at the other side of the coin. Because Harvey Weinstein, by the way, Oprah recommended and sent women to him. The old proverbial casting couch in Hollywood, that women who wanted and seeked to get to a position went to the couch in order to get that position. And many of them did. So look at this though.
But you can't. But you
at
can't
what point
say that.
In time?
You can't. But sir, you can't. But see, you know what? Me and you can't say that. You know that's what's crazy. We can't bring stuff like that up. But go ahead.
But no. but we know that it happened. And not only the women, but it also men have to lay on the couch too. Let's be real.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Of course. Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
But if what they done was immoral, so they say, then why don't they give up the job because they got the job position that they have today by doing something immoral? Because the women that did not get the position, now they coming back and accusing these people, like Weinstein, of sexual harassment, sexual abuse.
Right.
Because they're mad they didn't get the position.
Right, I understand it. And like I said, that's the thing. Okay, so then, once again, why isn't he incarcerated in jail or somewhere? If these things happen, why isn't he in jail? Why did he get reprimanded? Why is he still possibly making movies or doing something some way? I'm sure he done produced a couple of these movies that done came out of within the last year or two. But I'm just saying, why is it nothing being said about him?
Well, it's not him also, but like I said,
the women are
the people that benefited.
Yeah.
If you receive your monies unjustly by prostituting little girls, at some point in time, do you feel guilty about that?
You should.
Well, you should.
Well, that's what I'm saying. These women that did get their position, they should feel guilty and say, look, I don't deserve this position because I got it by doing something precarious. Think about it.
Well, I mean, listen, I've already thought about it. Like I said, this woman, Andrea Constance, no one wants to talk about the fact that she made $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
She took $3.5 million.
GoFundMe?
No. Bill Cosby gave it to her in a settlement some years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
To keep her mouth shut. So you basically sold out. You sold out. You sold out your feminism. You sold out. You sold out for the dollar.
And she signed an agreement, too. You mean to tell me these agreements are no good no more?
Well, from my understanding, Bill Cosby and his lawyers are trying to fight to get that money back. Because she did find
Well, they should get it back.
Right.
They should get it back.
But see, my problem, what my real problem is, like I said, I have sisters. I have female friends that I consider sisters. I have a daughter. And the credibility, now, the rape now has a question mark. When somebody says, I've been sexually assaulted or I've been raped, now there's a question mark. Because now you look at the victim sideways.
What kind of rape? What kind of rape are you talking about? What kind of rape are you talking about?
Right,
you know
now,
how many different types of rape there is?
I know.
Yes, it does. Because if you wait a minute, hang
now.
On. Wait a minute. Yes, wait a minute. You know if you rub a woman on the thigh and she got blue jeans on, that can be considered rape. How about the old proverbial? How about the old proverbial? Hang on for a second. How about the old proverbial eyeball rape? Many black men got lynched and hung because of eyeball rape. Right? You just looked at a white woman. Huh?
Yes. Well, nowadays, nowadays, he looked at me, I felt uncomfortable. You do that at work, you're going to HR.
Yep. Sexual harassment, that's what they consider it.
But at the same time, somebody's playing with the narrative, and I don't like it. Because then the real people, it puts fear in the real people, the real victims, to come out and say anything because they'll be looked at as like my credibility. Like,
are they going to believe me or did I wear something? Maybe I had something on. You know, they're going to start questioning themselves. Like, oh well, maybe I had something on that made him do that to me, or maybe I was talking too much, or maybe I said something. And it's like it shouldn't be something that a woman has to question herself on why something happened to her, or why somebody touched her in an inappropriate way, or why somebody looked at her a certain way. It shouldn't be like that. But then that's
and
what this whole thing is making it. That's what the whole thing that's happening. What's making this like I said, is turning it into a joke. Because once again, when something really happens to a woman, it's not going to be believable, or it's going to be questioned.
And that's always been my issue. See, like I said, once again, people want to think that I'm standing up for Bill Cosby or whatever. No, I'm using him the same way that everyone else is using him. But I'm just looking at it overall. There's a double standard, and there is a problem that no one wants to address. And I'm getting a little sick and tired of the fact that people want to talk about what he did compared to what's being done.
Well, what
because
about
all
the
these movements,
website?
All these movements, well, all these movements are coming out. You listen, you want to hit Bill Cosby hard, then you need to hit Weinstein, you need to hit Matlow, you need to hit everybody else with the same goddamn intensity.
Exactly.
Especially them teachers who have sex with their students.
Oh, my
There's
God.
A website. There's
oh
websites with pages at the pages that they go on, and they aren't punished. They get plea deals, or they get suspended sentences, all sorts of things. They should be punished. And you know, here's the point. One of the reasons why come there's so much hesitation on believing a woman because of instances like what we have just described. These women that's going out there doing all these things are not being punished appropriately. At what point in time do the people who are being denied their right tell these women, you know, you need to cut that stuff out because you are making it hard for me, who is a victim, to get the point across.
Well, that's true, but
but the Me Too, but see, that's the thing, that those movements are not going after those people. See, that they should be included in that. These movements that want to fight for women's rights, these feminists who want to come out and say that they need to also take a stand against the women who are using it to profit. They need
but
to
then
make
it's
an going to
be like they're traitors. They're going to look at them like, oh, you're a traitor. Oh, you're going on the man's side. So, I mean, maybe they do want to say something, but maybe they're scared themselves to say something because,
how
I mean, when people are in movements, they can get very hard. You know, they can be harsh on, like, another, you know, a person that may be not against them, but trying to tell them, listen, if we're going to use this platform or we're going to use this movement, let's use it in the right way. Let's not make it to a point where it's going to be like a negative thing, because that's what the Me Too movement is turning into, something negative instead of it being a positive thing.
That was the plan.
And do the Me Too also include the same sex on same sex assault, male on male, female on female?
Right, exactly. Now I don't think it does. I think it's just against men and women. That's what I think. When it started,
it should include them.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're absolutely right. It should. Rape is rape. Sexual abuse is sexual abuse. No matter where it's coming from.
Right,
but they don't. But the whole thing is they don't cover it. The parameters haven't been defined.
Or they figure. Oh, let the L. What is the LG? I can't say. But let their community handle that. You understand?
Well, see, but it goes further than that.
Let them handle their own problems, and we're gonna handle this one with the men and the women. Let them handle this.
But see, it's your problem too, because look at these transgender same-sex bathroom. If your daughter on the street and a man pull his penis out, he's going to get charged with indecent exposure.
Oh, yeah.
Correct. But if your daughter is in a bathroom and he comes in there and takes his penis out, you can't charge him with that. He's supposed to take his penis out in the bathroom.
But he shouldn't be in the male and female's bathroom in the first place.
He's got a right to do that because he self-identifies being a female.
Is he dressed like a female when he comes into the bathroom?
He don't have to be dressed like a female because they can dress in men's clothes.
Oh, so he don't have to be dressed as a female?
No.
Well, actually, I don't think that, real talk, Big Ray, I don't think that's a criteria. I think it's just I really think, like, somebody could just start feeling like, oh, I'm a female.
They can be a male in the morning, go to school.
Yeah.
At noon, they turn to a female. Yes, they can.
Exactly. I don't think you have to dress a certain, like, that's what's so scary. So, I feel like a woman now, and 10 minutes
right
later
now,
I feel like a man. Yeah, I feel like a woman. So you're going to go use the bathroom. You know, I can't. Like, there's so many blurred lines, but then once again, and it's not knocking the it's not knocking their community, but my issue is, you guys, you want rights, you want this, you want that, fine, but you need some parameters. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There need to be some definition, because there's going to be people who's going to mistake your situation and misconstrue it. You're going to have individuals that are going to be like, oh, well, I identify as a guy, say, I identify as a woman, and he's going to go into a female bathroom, and then one day, who knows, he may go in there just to get a look, or he may go in there to start some shit, and then somebody says something, and then he'll say, well, I identify myself with a female.
Right, I got a right to be in here.
Yeah, I got a right to be in there. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a woman. I'm a woman. I identify with a woman.
Well, schools were required under Obama. Schools were required to make those provisions. Trump rescinded them because schools receive federal funds. But here's another case. At what point in time when you have sex with that animal is considered rape?
An animal?
Yes. That has been talked about in the great sunny state of California.
Then that would be PETA. That wouldn't have nothing to do with Me Too. That's PETA.
Let PETA deal with that.
That's my whole point of what I'm saying. Me Too is just for the men. They're just talking about the men and the rape culture between men and women. They're not thinking about the LGBTQ, get them. They're not thinking about PETA. Talking about that. If that ensues, then PETA got to deal with that. Because you know PETA's going to jump right on that.
But that's the problem. Once again, it's the blurred lines. Like, it's like right now, it's like anything is on the table. There's nothing
on
the table.
All
bets is off.
The top off the, you're right. The can has been opened. And worms trying to get out of there. But anyway, I hope I was able to contribute to your conversation and make you think a little bit beyond.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, thank you,
you guys go ahead and have a nice evening. Okay, bye-bye.
You too, sir. Thank you. Have a good one.
You know, but, I mean, he makes some strong, valid points. I mean, where do you put the line in the sand when you say, all right, stop? Because
right.
we'll have this conversation, and then someone, you know, somebody from the LGBT community could call in and be like, oh, you're attacking us. No one is attacking
anyone.
No. We're just having conversation here.
There's
nothing about attack. But if you want to be attacked, then I can go on the attack. I can do that, but I'm not going to because that's not my stance. I'm not trying to attack anyone, but these are good questions. What are you going to do when some guy or some lady walks into a bathroom and says, oh, I identify with being a male, and then
right.
she go in there and do something stupid? Or
yep.
a male go in the bathroom and they doing something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
When do you come up and say, hey, listen, you can't do that. Like, that's not what we stand for. Like, there has to be a line in the sand somewhere.
You know what
there
I think?
There has to be some do's and don'ts.
Mm-hmm. I think it's because everybody wants to, you know, because of this social media cult, you know, thing that's going, I think everybody wants to belong. I think they want to identify or belong to something because they don't have an identity. That's
yeah.
what I think this is all about. All these movements, I think that's what it's about, because I don't have an identity of myself. I want to identify with something and somebody. Okay, so now they put, like I said, they put the movement out there. Oh, they understand me. Oh, they understand how I feel. They understand. I'm not saying there's not, you know, a lot of the movements are not legitimate or they're not, you know, doing the right thing, but it's like people are taking it out of context now. And just like you said, you have to draw a line somewhere. You have to cut it off somewhere and say, this is for this, this is for that. You have to cut it off somewhere. It has to be a boundary somewhere. And that's the thing. It's not a boundary. Everybody's just taking it and running with it. As soon as the movement come out, you hashtagging it all over the place, hashtagging on Instagram, Facebook, this, that. Then everybody's posting something. This, so then it gets out of hand.
Like, check this out. I don't know Brett Kavanaugh personally. I don't know. He could be a nice guy. We're just going off the fact of, listen, we don't like his opinion and his stance on certain issues.
Right.
You know, we don't vibe the same on that. It's gonna happen. Who knows if he really did what he did or he didn't do. But the fact that someone was able to come out and say it and accuse him of something makes a statement in itself. And then what's gonna happen or what could possibly happen? You just gave this man fire to turn around, and next thing you know, he's sitting down talking with somebody and saying, listen, you see what happened to me? We're going to make sure this happens to no other man ever again. And we're going to put something on paper, and we're going to put it out, and like, listen, you can't, and there's a statute of limitations on when you want to scream away. After 3 years or 2 years, matter of fact, after a year, if you don't say what you got to say, don't say it at all.
Right.
You can give,
right.
you're possibly giving this man fire to go against everything that you're standing for. You're trying to move forward with. You gave this man fire. You're giving any man fire when it comes
right.
down to stuff like that. That's why I'm like, when people want to argue with me, especially if women want to argue with me, don't listen. Do me a favor. Before you argue, just think about it. Logically.
Right.
Because once again, now the credibility of someone who says sexual assault or who someone, and it's the same thing that he was saying. Now there's a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so many different types of, like, you can brush somebody on the train. Oh, you brushed me, you touched me. Ma'am,
mm-hmm.
I was just walking by. Oh, you touched me. And the next thing you know, oh, you pervert, you did, the whole train is jumping on you. Like,
you know,
wait a minute.
The police
are
coming and grabbing you.
Yeah, yeah, like, yo, I was just trying to walk to the next car. Yo, I remember one time,
I remember one time I was talking with somebody, and I was telling them, like, I saw a group of women walking on one side of the street, and it was late night. So, I went to the other side. I walked right in the street. He said, well, why you do that? Oh, you scared? I said, no, it has nothing to be with scared. But my thing is, I'm not giving anybody the opportunity to talk or say any goddamn thing.
Yeah.
I'm not. This is what it's coming to. This is the type of world where we're living in, where I'm crossing the street because I see a group of women and I ain't walking past them because, God forbid, my elbow or my arm touches their purse or something like that. They're going to say, oh, my God, he tried to rob me. Oh, my God. And see, the thing is, you'll have somebody saying, this guy is being extra. Am I being extra?
Nope.
Am I being extra?
You know what? That's the sad thing about it, and that's the thing. It's like I have sons, and now that's the thing. It's no longer certain things that, you know, like young boys do. I have to school them and let them know that, you know, when y'all go out, don't buy no drink. Don't offer. Don't do nothing. And it's just sad that I have to do that, but it's like I have to tell them, you have to be careful when you're dealing with these women now.
Very.
And it don't make no sense. I have to say that. I have to tell my sons, you have to be careful. Because if you do something, how about this? Not even just going out, just working with you know, women, or working with with women that you work with or whatever. You have to be careful, because if you say something wrong, you do something wrong, you and this person may, you know, coworkers, y'all may be friends, but if things go a certain way, next thing you know, you're going to be hit with a sexual harassment thing, or some type of sexual assault thing, and you didn't even do anything. And the sad thing about it, I've seen it personally myself when I was working at another job, and I've seen it happen with a woman. And these are, and not, mind you, these are not young people. These were older people, and she got the guy not fired, but she got him sent to another location because him and her got it, because she, you know, claimed that he sexually did something to her, and it wasn't even like that. He wasn't even that type of person. Well, I didn't really know him, but from what was said, it wasn't even like that. But she had got him sent to another location because of what she said.
Listen, it could have been a situation where she didn't like him, or he said something that she didn't like, and she said, "Oh, I'm gonna get this MF."
I'm gonna tell you exactly what happened. You know what happened? They were sitting down talking in the break room. And it wasn't just him and her by themselves. It was other people there. And he was laughing and talking, and he laughed and just put his hand on her thing. You know how when you laugh and you just tap somebody because you laughing so hard? She took that to the hilt and tried to include whoever was sitting in that room, tried to include all of them in it. I said, oh, my God. And, of course, you know they went and ran with it. Got him sent to another location because of that. I was like, wow. And
because
guess what?
It was unwanted touching.
Right, but exactly, depending on what she had. I don't know what she said, but
It depends on how she felt.
And like, guess what? And the chick was, and you know, like I said, I'm a woman myself, but no, this chick was, she was a damn nutball. So that's why I said to myself, it couldn't have been the way she said it, because she was damn nuts. She was a nut anyway. But see, you see how the thinking is? It's like, okay, if you know this person is a certain way, it's kind of hard to distinct. You know, it's kind of hard to say, oh, well, maybe he really did it. But then if you know the person is kind of like, you know, wishy-washy, you know, the woman is kind of wishy-washy or what type. It was just a mess, and it's just like I said, it's just sad because, once again, and this was a couple of years ago. Now imagine, like, now look at now. You can't even look at a woman, and I think, listen, I guess I'm going to be single for the rest of my life, because I guess I don't say nothing.
No, cats out here, you got dudes out here. Got it scared, because, you know what I'm saying, the real men out here are scared, because it's like, yo, they know that they can lose any and everything. They can lose everything.
It's
like,
bad.
Listen, cats is getting locked up for stuff like that. Or you guys
losing their jobs.
Listen,
oh,
I felt uncomfortable when he looked at me. Oh, I felt like he was undressing me with his eyes. It made me feel a certain way.
Wasn't this a show? And the woman was like, oh, he's undressing me with eyes. And that was kind of okay, that was good. You know, that's like a good thing.
Yeah.
Now it's a bad thing.
Nope. Yeah, you can't listen. All that romance and a lot of that stuff is out the window now, because guys is like, yo, listen, I can't. Like, I'm afraid. Like, you, a chick got to basically come to the dude, like, listen, I like you and I want to date you. Like, you sure? Do I have to have you sign some paperwork? I ain't going to jail for you might change your mind.
You know what?
You might change your mind, and next thing you know, I'll be locked up because you said, oh, he sat down at the table with me and it made me feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And next thing you know, you're getting hauled off in cuffs.
And I think that's probably part of the reason why courting has went out the window now. Because just like you said, men are scared now. They don't want to say anything. They don't want to look at you too hard. They don't want to do nothing because they figure, oh, if I look at her too hard, she going to sit up there and think I'm trying to undress her with my eyeballs or something. You know, that's how it's going now.
I mean, you got some dudes that are chicken shit anyway. And you got some dudes that just don't know how to, you know, court. But this is becoming an issue because, all right, you have, you know, I remember back in the days there was a time where you can actually talk to a woman and, you know, you make little small talk and say this and that and, you know, cool. But now people get offended so quick. Like, you have some chicks walking down the street and you be like, hey, ma, how you doing? And the chick, look at you funny. Like, remember the time when we was on the show and me and Nicole was going back and forth and we was talking about how I said, yo, why is it I'm at my job, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm outside, and a white woman walked by and was like, hey, how you doing, guys? And like, hey, good morning, how you doing? But then you say, hey, to a black woman, hey, baby, like, hey, good morning, how you doing? Oh, man, what's so good about this morning? I'm like, whoa, like, come on, man, like, really? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, dude, not everybody's trying to jump in your drawers. Like, maybe we just wanted to say hi. Maybe we just wanted to say something.
Yeah,
but now,
you know what?
You got,
let me tell you something.
You
got
to be
something.
Careful with that.
Right, but let me tell you something. And I had a conversation a couple of years ago with a male friend of mine, and he said the same thing, that it was late night, I think it was the morning. He said he spoke to a woman. She was a black woman. Spoke to her, hey, how you doing? And she had an attitude and all that other stuff. And, you know, and he said the same thing. Oh, well, maybe I wasn't trying to get it. I was just trying to speak to her. I said, listen, let me explain something to you guys. I said, now, and I'm just going to say it as simple as I can. I said, it's not about that we have an attitude, but like I told him, if you're getting that 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 times a day, if that's all week you're getting, oh, how you doing? Now, like you said, it may be good intentions for maybe 1 or 2 guys, but then it's like, how you doing? Then as soon as you start to maybe engage with the person, the next thing you know, oh, can I get your number? Can I this? Why you ain't smiling? This, that. If you sit busy hearing that every other block you walk, or you go on the train, maybe once again, maybe you're having a bad morning, maybe you're having a bad day, maybe it's, you know, somebody got on your nerve before you left the house, maybe your man got on your nerve before you left the house. You don't know what that person is going through. I understand that you may be saying, how you doing, because you're trying to be nice. But guess what? If it's been happening to you and it's like all week you're getting that, every other block you walk, every other thing you turn, you know, or like I said, maybe it's a guy that just ain't appealing to you and you want to speak to me. It gets annoying after a while. See, I don't know, like I said, I don't like to turn it into a race thing either, but, you know, that's where we're at now in this world. And at the end of the day, once again, yeah, white women, yeah, they always going to speak and, hi, how you doing, hi, and especially now, because you know what? They think they blacker than we are.
But okay. So but
oh,
yo,
they're
going to
make
real
it like, we're the nice ones, and yes, the black women, yeah, they're always having an attitude. Yeah, we always have an attitude, but when you want us to, you know, jump on if you want us to, you know, be the turn-up, then that's when you want to be our friends, but you want us to be the turn-ups.
Well, listen, then someone, then that's an issue that needs to be addressed. Because then, like, okay, you can't sit there and talk about how, you know, men this, men that, and then a climate is being created where it's uncomfortable for men. See, it's never uncomfortable for a fuckboy. Because a fuckboy is always going to try to go for what, you know what I'm saying, what he's trying to go for. And that's trying to get some ass or try to get somebody that he can, you know, lay up in their couch and just, you know, drink Snapple
chill.
Apple all day. You know what I'm saying?
Snapple
and just chill.
Apple.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's harder for a man than it ever will be for a fuckboy. Because most fuckboys don't have any pride. They don't they don't care. They're
right.
just all about getting what they want, and that's that. Men have pride about themselves. And the whole thing is they're not going to put themselves in any situation, especially if they may or may not have they have a good job or not, if they have kids or not. They're not going to put themselves in a situation that's detrimental. And the thing is, there's a stereotypical attitude or thing that comes along with a lot of black women compared to white women. And it's sad. It's really sad. But once again,
yep.
it trickles down to this whole movement thing. Like I said, it's interesting how a black woman started the movement, but it didn't catch fire until the white women said something. And now
right.
that the white women have said something, they kind of use it to how they want to use it. They use it on whoever they want. Because when she started out, it was when Alyssa Milano started out, it was because of Harvey Weinstein. So Harvey Weinstein was like the first, so they really went hard on him, but he still ain't in jail.
Yeah, but he's still, exactly. He still ain't in
I'm
jail.
Sure,
yeah,
I'm sure
went.
Before he turned himself in, he made sure all his assets and everything else were moved into his brother or somebody else's name. And he's still making money. Harvey Weinstein is still doing what he has to do. Because they all sitting back laughing at him. They're like, I'm not going to be no Bill Cosby. They
yep.
ain't going to say, listen,
be
it'll be a long time. It'll be a long time before they see jail, if they ever see it.
If they ever listen,
if.
Look at what's his name, Roman Polanski. He ain't seen no jail yet.
Yeah,
or he was sitting in London for a long time. But you know what? He got his he kind of got a little bit of that karma back because you know like unfortunately the wife that the woman that he what was her name she was an actress and. You know, that's when that, what's his name? What's that guy that died a couple of years ago? About a year ago. Charles Manson and his peoples went and, you know, murdered all, you know, them people and his wife at the time was part of that. So, you know what, like I said, what you put out there in the universe, like I said, you may not be sitting in jail for what you did, but you know what? You're going to get that karma back. And it may not come back straight on you. It may come back on somebody else. So, you know,
yeah, exactly.
But then, right, it may come back on somebody else. So that's what I'm saying. You know, sometimes people want, you know, justice right then and there, but sometimes that karma may come back, and it may come back, you know, in another way for that person. So, you know, it just doesn't make any sense because, like I said, a lot of them like are sitting on the sidelines and they chilling, but then you got this man, you know, you got Bill Cosby sitting there chilling. Now, y'all know this man is not really that well, so why would you put him in jail? For what?
Yeah,
for what? Y'all
could have
did any. I could put him in the doggone. I don't care. I guess.
They could
have
put him in house arrest. They could have put him in
house arrest.
But you know what? They needed to. But see, that's the thing.
Make an example out of
him. They needed. Exactly. See, my thing, and see, that has always been my attitude. That's always been my thing. They're using him to make an example out of the black man. See, when people want to talk about, it's not about color, it's about justice, it's about race, it's about color, so stop it.
Yep.
Stop it, stop it, stop it. Stop playing yourself and think it's about a sex thing. Stop thinking it's about sexual abuse. Stop. Stop thinking it's about rape. It's not about
rape. Exactly, exactly.
Because you know what? There's women out there who would not accept a dime in a settlement. They want justice. They want to see you violated. You violate some of these women out here, they want to see you burn. No amount of money.
Yep.
No amount of money could compare to the fact that I want to see you burn in hell. I want to watch
yep.
you burn because of what you did to me. But this lady took money. she sold out.
Uh-huh.
So how valid was the movement in the first place to stand behind somebody who already sold out her femininity?
Yep. That's right. Absolutely.
So this man, this man is sitting in jail for what? For what?
Like, just like you said, just to make him, it's like, oh, we got, listen, like I
we
said,
got him.
We got him. That's just like, I'm going to go back to O.J. Simpson. Oh, you know they were still mad about that, just like you said. Paul,
oh,
Houston,
yeah, when
they
got
been
his
mad
ass,
since
they got
slave
him.
Time. No, they believe, yeah,
yep.
They, that and beyond, but they, yeah, they still mad about that with O.J. Oh, he got away with killing. But then, you know what? They said, oh, we're going to catch him one day, and that's why when that thing with that robbery thing, that so-called.
They said, we give him life.
Oh, exactly. Oh, we gonna get him. We gonna get him some type of way, and that's what it's always about when it comes to us. When it comes to our people, especially black men, you always gonna try and get us in some type of way. If you're not gonna try to kill us off by food and all that other stuff, you're gonna try to find some way to get us, you know, messed up or get our families messed up. Because you know, just like you said, he has a wife. He has, you know, children. Like, are you serious?
You know what's crazy? They have made it so bad, and somebody's going to try to say, oh, like, this is a cop-out, but it's not. They have made it so bad for the black man to defend his family, to defend his woman, that black men, I think they're just backing off because they're scared. They're scared they don't want to go to jail. Because, see, nowadays, black men can go to jail for any goddamn thing.
Yep.
Compared to a white man getting off for any goddamn thing. So, and that's obvious. So you're gonna have black men out there that just like, I'm not, no, I'm sorry. Me, I'm never gonna be in fear of protecting mine. It's gonna be what it is. Because
I'd rather
die knowing that I stood for something. But
yeah, right,
but that's
what they want. They want you to be in. They want the black man to be in fear of protecting his own. Because once again, like I said. We're going to go back with R. Kelly. Like I said, he's still walking around. We know what he did. He was on video years ago doing what he did. But guess what? Nobody has came forward and say anything, even the any family members of those young ladies.
Nope.
We are their family
members. Because they took some money.
Exactly. So they took
money.
So that's what I'm saying. So the value, so that dollar was more valuable than your daughter?
Yep.
That's crazy. But you know what? That's that thinking of our people. Oh, that dollar, that money. I mean, you know, I guess, you know, white people, I guess they think that like that too. But it's just sad that our people, and like I said, we have to fight so much all the time. Why does it have to be about all somebody got to do is dangle something in front of you like the damn cat, just dangle something fuzzy or something in front of you, and you going for it.
Well, you know what? I think with the white people, I think it's more about destroying your credibility than anything. Like the money doesn't really matter. The money's going to hurt you. You're going to get hurt, but your credibility, because then that means you can't rebuild. Cosby, if he got out of jail tomorrow, he'd never be able to rebuild.
Right.
His name is done. Anything that's attached with his name is done. Like, yo,
yep.
I'm going to say it.
He got to register as a sex offender?
Yep.
Unbelievable.
When my daughter goes to college, I'm going to make sure that I find out any HBCU, any of these black colleges that decided to strip Bill Cosby of the stuff that he's... I'm going to make sure she attends none of those schools. Like, none of them will be her choice. Because my whole thing is this: what he did for you was what he did for you. Yet you chose to believe in a lie.
Right.
But you know what? Tomorrow is Columbus Day. We knew what this motherfucker did. He's not but a pirate, a rapist, and all that, but yet he has a holiday.
Yep.
This country
still celebrating. Well, not us. They still celebrate. They still celebrate.
Well, yeah. Listen, there's some of us that are celebrating it too.
Yeah, they all in Miami.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is, but you want to condemn somebody? You want to be righteous now? Stop. Just stop. You ain't righteous. You ain't righteous in the front. There ain't nothing about you right.
Right.
So don't talk shit out of one hand, and don't talk righteous in one hand and shit in the other, because that's basically what it is.
Terrible. It doesn't make any sense. It's just I can't. It's just like it's just making things so confusing, and just like, you know, it's just making everything so confusing between between black, white men and women. That's it's just making a divide.
Yo, listen, it's crazy. Things is out of control.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
It's out of control. Like things, like I said, Pandora's box has basically been opened.
Yep.
It's any and all thing you can do. You could do whatever. You can scratch your ass in public. Oh, decent exposure. Well, I put my hand in my pen. Oh no, what you did is burn my eyeballs. Can't see for life. No, you was a decent. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're getting people, if you call, listen.
Can't even say certain things,
Exactly. You can't even, you calling cops on kids for selling water or doing stuff, like mowing lawns. Like, yo, it's gotten out of control. Calling cops on black people for having barbecue is out of control.
Out of control.
And to me, this is like the last straw. So a woman screams sexual abuse. A woman screams sexual abuse, and now all of a sudden, what are you doing? You're ignoring it? Or you're questioning it?
Now you're going to question it.
Yeah, you're not, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, how do we know that this really happened? Well, are you sure? Are you, like, there should be no, are you sure? There shouldn't be none of that, man.
Nope, it shouldn't be.
This is where we're at. This is where we're at, and this is what's going on. And it's sad. It's sad, man.
It really is sad. It doesn't make any sense because it's bad enough that, you know, I'm sure this, you know, it's been happening all the time, but now it's just like it's out there. Now, like I said, because of social media and 24-hour news channel, you know, because everything is out there and it's all the time. You're going to see it, hear it all the time. And then, you know, because of who we have in office, like I say, he is the cause of a lot of this, like, the rapport. He's the cause of that. This is why people are at odds with each other. I don't think they were this much. I don't remember people being this much at odds with each other when Obama was in office or even any other, but not even when Bush was in office. I don't even remember, you know, it being this much divide. I really don't. Like, I'm thinking
because
back now, like, I really don't feel it was that much divide. Even when both Bushes was in office, it wasn't that much divide.
Nope.
We had worse
nope.
stuff going on. We had Rodney King thing and all that. We had worse stuff going on from that time.
No, listen, it wasn't. It really wasn't. It wasn't this much disharmony. It wasn't. It wasn't at all. This dude has come in and managed to basically tear the fabric of, like, the only little things that were holding us together,
right?
Just being people, like he
right.
managed
it,
to defy
exactly.
divide.
It's being people. It wasn't no black, white, the Indian, Chinese. It wasn't you a woman and I'm a man and I want to be the woman and I want to wear the pants. It wasn't about that. Everybody was just playing. But my thing is, everybody was just playing their role and everybody was just being people. We were just being one. Like I said, you know, years ago. When Bruce Springsteen made the song Born in the USA, and like I said, it just made you feel proud to just be an American. It didn't matter what your race was. It didn't matter about a woman, man. It didn't matter if you was young or old. It did not matter. It was just, you were just proud to be an American. And now it's just like, damn, am I really proud to be American? You know, it's like you question, once again, you question it. Damn, am I proud to be American? Am I proud to even be it? Like, now you questioning it because of what, you know, because of, you know, what's going on and what's being presented to you out there now.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like, it's a free fall. Like you said, you throw the lamb in the cave and you got a bunch of lions. And they're going to fight each other.
Yeah, one piece of lamb, because you know they need more than that.
One piece. Yeah,
one piece.
And they're going after each other.
Yep.
They're going after each other. And I'm like, wow, this is what it's come to.
Yeah. Sad situation.
This is what it's come
sad.
To. Yeah, it is sad.
Sad
it is
situation.
Sad. And we're not, and what are we going to do? We're not doing anything. We're
nope.
not doing anything to help the situation.
Nope. Just going to keep it going
that's,
and just, you know, like I said, I don't know, you know, if they, you know, I don't know why they thought that they weren't going to put him in the office. Yeah, he's going to be there, and that's going to be, like I said, if they put Clarence Thomas in there, they definitely was going to put him in there.
Well, of course. Of
and
Anita
Hill, she went right, you know, she went out there and she did the same thing, went there and said what he was doing and what he did to her or whatever, like, guess
didn't
what
matter.
They put him. No, and it didn't,
didn't matter.
Matter. And I, matter. You know, at that time, you know, it wasn't no Me Too movement at that time. Well, I no, it wasn't, not at that time, because I was like, what, in the 90s
no.
that happened or something like that? So, I mean,
yeah,
it
like,
wasn't
yeah.
nothing, you know, it wasn't anything to help her. It wasn't really any, I don't think it was any type of movements or anything at that time. But that's what I'm saying. It's like everybody wants, like in this day and age, everybody wants to belong to something. And I think that's what it is. It's like, I want to belong to this. I want to have a purpose. I don't identify with anything. So you know what? Oh, let me identify with the Me Too movement. Let me identify with the LGB community. Let me identify with Black Lives Matter. Let me identify. It's like everybody wants to belong to something, and I get that. But it's like, don't belong to it if you're going to have bad intentions. Belong to it because that's what you
exactly.
want to do. Don't have
exactly.
bad intentions. Don't get into it because it's like, oh, I want to get all men back for treating me wrong all my life. No, that's not why you get into that.
No,
don't do
not.
It for that reason.
But see, that's the problem. Some people do it. Some people
I,
do it.
Yeah.
That's why it's you know what.
That's why they are doing it.
The situation with Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas, well, I believe it became that thing where they started looking at black women as like being this mean or having this attitude or chip on their shoulder because
mm-hmm.
she just came out of nowhere and she said X, Y, Z. Meanwhile, Clarence Thomas, who has a white wife, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Anita Hill is just bitter because he didn't
mm-hmm.
choose her.
Because he didn't choose her and he got the white. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
So that's where a lot of steam started to pick up on stuff like that. So, you know, black women have always been treated just like, but like black men
mm-hmm.
have always been treated like shit
mm-hmm.
since we were dragged onto this land.
Mm-hmm.
Black women were raped. Black men were raped. Our children were killed. Our children were raped. We were killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're sitting up here fighting about whose trials are you know, are bigger. It's all the same. It's
yep.
all the same. We all in the same boat with one another.
Yep.
So what's the purpose of comparing? There's no comparison.
Because they
want to
put that divide in
them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, exactly. And see, and that's the divide that we put on ourselves because we're too busy comparing like, oh, well, what, you know what I'm saying? You don't know nothing because you ain't a woman. Oh, well, you own nothing because you ain't a man. Oh, well, what a man go through? A man don't do, got to bear a child. Man ain't got to do this, got to do that. But you know what I'm saying? It's rough being both in this
yeah.
country, in this society. It's rough being both black man and a black woman and a black child. It's rough no matter how you put it.
Yep.
And these so-called movements out here that are supposed to be sticking up for people, listen, like I said, if you're going to go hard at Bill Cosby, you need to go hard at the other ones with the same intensity, the
yep.
same damn way.
Yep, exactly.
Don't just talk shit about Cosby. Go after Kelly if that's an issue.
Yep.
Go
yep.
after the other ones.
Yep.
Go after all of them.
Yep.
Don't get quiet now because you'd be like, oh, we got a victory because once again, when that Andrea Constance had the nerve, she is such a deplorable piece of human trash, had the
mm-hmm.
nerve to get up in front of the camera and sit there and quote Martin Luther King. Wait,
She figured, I'll get the black women, you know, happy because I got him in there. She knew what she was doing.
This white woman got up in front of the news cameras on TV and quoted, quote, unquote, Martin Luther King like it was some victory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wait,
she knew what she was
Martin
doing.
Martin Luther King, that's it. She, of course she knew what she was doing. But yet you're still cussing Cosby. She just made us look stupid. Listen, every black person stood up and said, what? What you say, lady? Like, whoa, you ain't got no right to be talking anything about Martin Luther King. Like,
right,
yo, this ain't the same thing. It ain't the same thing. Because I bet you when Martin Luther King, listen, however old she was at the time, I bet you she ain't supporting no Martin Luther King.
Hell no. You know that. Heck no. Nope.
So now you want to quote. Stop it. Embarrassing.
Yeah, but she did that. You know, like I said, that was on purpose, and that's what they do also. Every time, you know, they figure they'll throw something in there that got to do with us, and then we'll be like, oh my God. Oh, she's with. No, you can't. Because if you could,
see,
you
one thing I will say, see, some people, there's women out there that think that if they've been sexually abused or sexually assaulted, like all their stories are the same. Yes, your stories may be the same, but society will divide you by color. And when it comes down to a black woman or a minority, your sexual abuse means nothing compared to a white woman.
Yep, absolutely.
So when you want to talk about, and it's been made obvious, If anyone is saying, oh, that's not true, look at the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
Started by a black woman, and it was quiet until 2017.
Yep, exactly.
And don't sit there and say, oh, well, you know, it was popping off in this state, and that's, like I said, it didn't catch fire until 2017.
Mm-hmm. Sure
so
did.
don't talk to me. Once again, just like what a white man do and a black man do in terms of crime, white black man always going to get punished more than a white person. What happens to a black woman compared to a white woman? Not the same.
Not the same.
So when you want to fight amongst each other, don't sit there and say that, oh, we ain't the same. You assholes, we are the same. Just different games.
Mm-hmm.
But we suffering the same shit. The same goddamn thing. So to all you little movements out there who you want to be quiet now, listen, shut up. Because, you know, shut up. Just shut up. Listen, I don't want to hear about a Me Too movement, a black lives. I don't want to hear nothing about that. I don't support none of that no more because, you know what, you can't selectively pick and choose your battles. A war is a war.
Yeah.
You either fight it, or you sit your ass down on the couch and watch TV.
Right? Exactly. Absolutely.
So, keep your ass in the garage, man. Stay where you belong.
Keep your ass in the garage. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
You know, but I want to thank Mr. Keontae for calling in. Calls in from time to time. And, you know, we got K-Dog didn't come on the... You know, because, you know, K-Dog would came on, he would hurt, you know. But, you know, but it all makes a great conversation with a K-Dog, Hot Rod, tomorrow night. I believe the absolute truth will be on Blog Talk Radio. That's how people on Blog Talk Radio, absolute truth. They come on at 10:30 p.m., Hot Rod, Sean Black, K-Dog. I believe Anitra B is around, and Tisha. So, once again, everyone be easy, be safe, stay blessed, and pay it forward. Everyone, have a good night.
Okay, have a good night, everyone.
All right,
brother B.
Later, Big Red.
All right, later, peace.
Hey.